We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otzatzchaim. We are in the middle of Sha'anach Paragimel on Daf Lamed Beis Amad Aleph in the older editions. And the newer edition, the Matuk Midvash, it's on page Lamed Hey. So we're starting, what is it, an Amud Beis, 5-6 lines from the bottom. V'hin, Eiro Melochim, Shadayim Hem, Shadayim Shem, Sham Besod Neshama Eleklipa. We know that the Melochim, Adayim Sham Besod Neshama Eleklipa, Nikraim Roshus Rabim. V'kol Mezonam, Ashbaltam, Eno Rag Besod Kab, 102, Shehi Bechines Milui Hanelam Beshem Ab Sagma. Shehem, one second, Mu Laz Yad Kenizkele. So let me just translate here. So we have the Zayim Malachim, we know, that died, and they went down into the Mokum Klippas. Mokum Klippas, they created the Klippas. The part and parcel was the breaking because they had Sigim, which was the Klippas. Now we view it like this. We know that the Zayim Malachim were considered to be Kalim, Zayim Sfiras, Chesed until Malchus. When they broke, there are two Chalakim in them. One Chalik was Davar Toiv, and one Chalik was Davar Ra, Kiviyachal, right? It's all relative. So the Chalik, which is Toiv, is sort of giving Achius to the Chalik, which is Ra, Shebo. That's what it means, that they are considered to be a neshama to the Klippas. Shamas to the Klippas. Nikra Rushus Rabim, because we know Rushus Rabim is the vault of non-unison, right? They're not communicating. That was one of the sibas why they perished, all the spheres, because they weren't communicating one to the other. There was no community. Mashenkin, when the Rav tells, Ariza tells us about Yishusa Yochid, that's more. That tells us about unity, how they're all working together.
I mean, this the Shus Rabin, that he calls, is a musig.
Yeah, it's a good word. That's a musig. It's a musig for.
It's a musig. It's not a sibba. It's not ruchni bisot. It's simply a matter of mitzias. It's a physical mitzias which is seeing as it were a application.
Yeah, it's a moshe nishol type of thing. The moshe that we find, but Rosh Hashanah, people bumping into each other, they're going this way, that they have no connection to each other. And we know the koach is in unity, right? So that's Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that's the more on unity, on the koach of Yichud. The Masha Enke, and the koach of Piyud belongs to the Rabbi. So this is just words that to show this element of why they broke. Okay, so what's really feeding them? What's keeping them alive? These klippas, the toiv shabo, tovara shabo. What's keeping them alive?
Whatever this tovara is bemeis it feeding the tovara, or it can't help itself.
No, it has to, because we want the Eibush to want in matzav where we're living in a mock of tovara in order to leave bechira. Right? If everything was toiv, there would be no good for us. But dafka the Eibush to feeds the ra, keeps the ra going in order to keep this whole charade going, in order that we should be able to have, you know, do Torah over Torah mitzvahs as opposed to averus chas v'shalom. So therefore, the Eibush has to give minimum chiyus. There's one too much chiyus to the tzad ra, and this minimum amount of chiyus is called kab, meaning it's a gematria of 102. Where do we get 102? Because if you take the miloy of ab sag ma'o ben, which is the gematria of 46, 37 and 19 respectively, then it adds up to 102. That is the minimum of chiyus that is given over to these klippas. Right there.
102.
Mm-hmm. The miloy, not the ab, sag, and ma, but the miloy, mu, las, yats. Kuf, sati, beis? No, it's a mistake. I don't know what you have. Kuf, sati, beis? Kuf, beis.
That's two words.
Okay, it's a mistake. It's kuf, beis. It's 102. It's kav. Right. Veda. Ki lo oilom, kasha Hashem, hu levado bilti miloy. Now we know that the Shem Hashem, for example, Ab, there's two chalokim to the Shem Ab. There's the Iker name, which is the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then there's the Milu of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Yud Vav Dalit, Kei Yud, Vav Yud Vav Kei Yud. So Nichlal in that long word which I just spelled out is the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Iker name. And then you have a Milo, which is the Spashtus of the name. So he says like this. There's something very interesting. Who as who when we speak about the Shem Hashem Bilti Milo, then it's the Yud Kei Vav Kei Pshut Kamashmo, as who Yose Grua. Loshen, very stark loshen here. Yose Grua Me Miloi Atzmo. Because if I were to ask you what is a stronger name, the Miloi Shabo or the Iker name Shabo? Says the Rav is the Iker Miloi Shabo. Who Shehu Levado? Omnam Bechinas Shneim Yachad. But where, that's when they're separate. When you have the Iker on top, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Spashtus, which is the Miloi going down, which is that's the Kab, which is feeding over into the Klippas. Then we say that the Kab, or the Miloi, I should say, is the better, is the stronger part. Omnam b'yos shneim yachav, when they're both together, Hashem im amiloi, when the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the ikene, is together with the miloi, as Hashem be'atzmo pshuto b'pshuto hu yosei choshuv me'ula min amiloi shebo. And therefore we find that when they're both together, then about the Yud Kei Vav Kei is stronger than its miloi, because the miloi is only a spashtus of that. V'tzoch iyon le'el. So the Mefarshim explain that the Kev Shloma and the Hagos Tzemach, which is of Yaakov Tzemach, one of the Mesadrim of the Medura Batra, in Mevor Shom Shar Beis Chelik Beis Perek Tes or Itz Ches, that explains the Kusha over here, and he actually is Meteretz the Tzorachim that we find in Rav Chaim Vital. What is this Tzorachim? So the Kasha is in Shar Rafach, we find that it says the opposite over there, that the Shem Hashem by itself is the Iker Yud Kei Vav Kei, which makes sense. And then you have all the Totsot, the derivatives of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shem Ma, Shem Ben, Shem Sag, all these derivatives which are called the Miluyim, which are a more diluted form. There it says clear that the Iker is the Yud Kei Vav Kei. And over here we seem to be saying Hu Yose Gurua Mi Miloi Atzmo, that the Yud Kei Vav Kei Kviyochol is less important than the actual Miloi. It seems to be Hefech HaSeichel over here. So Rav Yaakov Tzemach wants to give a teretz, and he wants to say that the Etzem, it really depends. It really depends what histaklus you have. So if you look at the histaklus Mil'ele Letata, when the Eibush is looking at the Yud Kei Vav Kei, he knows that that is the most important, that's the strength, that's the source, that's the shorish of all. And that's giving a shva to the miloi. The miloi is sort of the shlichim of Hashem. That's giving the thing. Rather, that is stronger. So why? That's what we see from Rafach. Shah Rafach. So why here in Shah Anach we see the opposite? That's klapi the mekabelim. The mekabelim cannot receive from the Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's too strong for them. But rather, they can only receive from a lower level called the miluim. So that's what it's called over here. That's what the Arizal calls it, the yoyse grua. Only miklapi the klapi the mekabelim. It's not grua be'etzim, but rather it's for the chison of Kabbalah to receive. That's why it's called like that. And that would answer the Tzorchin over here. Let's continue. We hear Eilo Malachim Niskora Nishogam Mamata Besod Rishus Rabim Eino Mitfarsenim Mitfarsenim Benizunim Eilo Alidei Kab Aniskor. So here we go. It says it's clear over here that the Tachtoinim Rishus Rabim, which means the Bia, which means the Klippas in the lower worlds, the Tzadra is always Mitfarsenis Alidei this Kuf base. What do you have? Kuf base or Kuf Tzadra? Kuf base. That's the right. It's 102 Aniskor. Who saw Kufbeit Charuvim, Shamalochim, Nisharim, Charuvim, Yveshim, Besod, Malchea, Kadmain, Mesu, Aniska, Besafra, its newser, Per Kama, Avamin Hashem, Atzmo, Eno, Yucholim, Litfarnes. So from the Yud Kei Vav Kei, they can't get it, it's too much for them, just it would buy them off, it's too much of a strength of Hashem. But rather, from the Miloi, from the Miloi, they can. What is the Miloi? The Miloi is the Kav again. Vehine, Miloi Gematria Elohim. The letters Mem Lamed Vav Yud, the Gematria is Elohim, 86. L'ramos ale malochim niskom and nikraim Elohim besod dinim. So all this, again, back to these klippas, back to the lower world, that's all called dinim, which is called Elohim. And that again represents the Miloi, again, the Miloi, which is the Kuf Beis, which is coming to Mefanesim. Ulechem eno mitpalsim. Mefarnesim Elo b'milo shuhu b'gematria Elokim. They're receiving Elokim shuhu gematria ole kuf beis. Also, Elokim is also v'hu b'gematria. Sorry, the milo is b'gematria kuf beis. Let's continue. V'ina b'yom haShabbos. Yom Shabbos also litalted b'shus rabim shushus elu amelochim in iskoit. Now let's go back. I want to go back to the what he started off with, because we stopped since last time. We learned that the Gemara in Shabbos of Samech Hey Amud Beis. It's actually a Mishnah there. The Mishnah says, actually we learned it. It's a halacha that kita yotze b'shus rabim kita. Somebody who has leg, his foot cut off, he's allowed to put something called the kab, is yotze bekab shelo in the shus rabim. He's allowed to put a false foot and go in the shus rabim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi is choylik, and api pshat, it's whether it's considered to be a tashit or whether it's considered to be a manal. Toisus is choylik over there. I'm going to tell us a few questions. Anyways, that's a call. That's a pshat. Now, api sod, what is Rabbi Meir shita that says you're allowed that a kita is allowed to go in your shus rabim with his kav. Kav means a false foot. So he's giving makdim over here. And Shabbos, we have an is of tilkul Shabbos of dalet amos shus rabim. Also the is of hotzor shus rabim shus yochid. Now again, hine biyom haShabbos isul letate also letate b'shus rabim shus elu amelochim nizkarim. Now you know why you can't go into the shus rabim to Mekarim, because that is the Rishus Rabbin that we speak about. That's the Mokum Klippers, believe it or not.
It says the Malachim, not Eilam Klippers.
What?
It says the Malachim, not Klippers.
Eilam Malachim, Rishus Rabbin is more on a chisoren, which is the Sibur why the Malachim died. And they are in a matzav of Misa, and also that's also called Rishus Rabbin. It's also Rishus Rabbin. Because they don't communicate with it. Even in the Bia, there are Shusar Rabbim. Hine, who mucha she panesu v'yotsu lahem mozon v'shusar yochid shuza achatikun. Meaning like this. Again, we have to keep the Eibishter wants to keep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to keep the Ra going in order to keep this level of Bechira for us. And so therefore we have to keep it going. How do we find it? Simply find it by the Kav. Again, this Milo. Now, who is Mefanis Za? Ze Ampin is Mefanis Za. Rabbi Meir Sobe, Rabbi Meir in that Mishnah holds, she Za biyoiso bebuchinas kita levad, that Za is considered to be a kita. We'll explain what that means. As Yotze bekav shelo aniskel sham, that the Za, which is considered to be a kita, goes out with his kav in the Shus Rabbim. B'shuz Rabbim lefanes liot she'eno yotze rak b'b'chines kav v'nizka levado l'chein nikra kita. Ki Hashem atzmo nikta v'oyle v'ala lemala, aval kav shelo belvad hu miloi hu yotze lefanes b'shuz Rabbim. So what is he saying over here? That we know that that za that kita's pshat, that something is nik, something is cut away. We know that Zah is represented by the Yud Kivavke. Now Yud Kivavke, the Milo Yud Kivavke is upside Mao Ben. But what we're dealing over here is that we're mefanis the lower worlds. How we mefanis that we extract, we sort of cut off. Kitam is to cut off the miloy of the Shem Hashem and put it down into the lower world. So Zah is really cutting off a part of himself, kivyachol, and putting it down into the lower world, what we call the Rishus Rabbim, where all these chitzonim live, in order to mefanis him. That's kita. That's shat in the Mishnah. That's why Rabbi Meir is matir, because adrava, that's the ganze tafkid, in order to keep the bechir on the world. That's why he's matir for a kita to go to Shuzra, because we find this in him by za. Now, kevao de aticha le'el shashlosh shemos apsag mash miluhu ka. We know the miluy of these three names. To extract the miluy is the kmatri of kuf beis. V'hine, b'shloshtam hem b'zah levad b'chinas chagat shelo k'nizka le'el. V'lesiv azu nikra azah kita al shemam. Shem olim lemala miluim shuhu kab yotzei l'chutz. Mean like this, that we know that in a Rafach chart, if we take out our Rafach chart, we know that the Rafach chart comprises of chesed, gevura, tiferet, and then Netzach Hod Yisod is part of Tiferet, and then finally we have Malchus. We have four sections, and these four sections are connected Ab, Zag, Ma, Uben. Right, again, so Ab, Zag, Ma, Uben is connected Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach Hod Yisod, and then Malchus is connected Ben. Zag is connected the first three, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, so Ab, Zag, Ma, and the last one, which is Malchus, connected Ben. We're not talking about that. We're talking the first three. Absag Moben Keneged Zah, which is the Chagat Chesed Gvur Tiferet Netzach Yisod. It's also Nahi. So what's happening over here? You're splitting off the Absag Moben from the Iker and from the Tofel. The Iker, which is the Yukivavke, and the Milo. Again, the same idea. We keep on repeating it, just different words. You've been separating the Iker from the Tofel, and that is the Kita representation of in Zah. Veda. וגם דה שנדבר בעינן שבס שכל אחיזה וקליפס ביום השבס הוא בנהי שהם רגליים דזה בלבד המסעלים ביום השבס למעלה במקומם ואז נשאר במקום במקומם פנוי וחלל פנוי וחלל. Now the Arizal explains to us in Shabbos, which is very interesting, about this whole Itza of Shabbos. What is this whole Itza of Shabbos? Api Pshat, we know anything is dormant has to be dormant to the Mishkan. We know the Lama Tes Malachos, we learn from the Mishkan. Api Sodo, in is that we don't want to feed the Klippas more than we have to. And that's the Itza of Shabbos. He says this in Shabbos Mitzvahs and Parshas Shalach, this inyan of that when Shabbos come, all the olamas go up. All the olamas go up. That means the lower olam of Asiyah, the world of Yetzirah, Yosef Briah, they all go up into the higher worlds, higher realms.
And the Klippas too.
The Klippas don't move. Now, what happens, Vaisuchos, that happens, and therefore there's a huge gap between us and the Klippas now. Because we were mamish by the Klippas, and now we're mamish k'malochim, we're up and above. Kum Toroi is that if somebody's mechalel Shabbos, he's feeding the Klippas. Now, what does this mean exactly? So let's work in spheres. It means the hinder like this. We know that Zah comprises of a Chagat Nahi. Chagat Nahi. Now, what happens in world? We said the Asir goes up to Yitzira, Yitzira goes up. Now, in spheres, what are we saying? We're saying the Nahi goes up to Chagas. The legs go up to the chest, right? Again, making this gap between the Klippas and us. It's a big gap. By a person doing an Aveira, what's happening? You're lowering down the Nahi back into the Mokum Klippa, back into the Mokum Klippa. And therefore, you're giving an Achiza, more of an Achiza to the Klippas. Now that mokum is called the mokum chalal, and therefore the pasuk says mechalela moist yumash. The pasuk says if somebody's mechalel Shabbos, it's chayv misa. Mechalea is beloshen chalal. Moist yumash refers to the klippas, which is bechinas misa. The mamash, the mist, they have no chiz be'atzmo. So mida keneg mida, somebody who's memalev is chalal to the Misa, the Klippas, Nimele, he is Nidon, Mida, connected Mida, and he also gets Misa. That's it. That's the whole Yesod of Shabbos. V'lachem, Nika, Zah, Kita. Therefore, Zah is considered Kita. V'sod Elo, Areglayim, Sheniktu, V'olu, Lemala, Bimkoimam, V'lo, Yordu, Ela, Kab, Kaniska. Again, this Yini is repeating over and over again. The Yini of Zah picking up his legs, or picking up the entire Shema Shem and just releasing this lower parts, which is either the Nahi in Loshen Spheros or the Kab in Loshen Miluim. Now, let's continue. וגם זה תבין מה שהובה בתיקונים דף קוף גימול עמוד א' תח הזה שמנה. Come and see and listen. דעוב דעו חד בר נש מאינון בלי קבים. The Zohar says, come and listen to this story, interesting story, that one of the one of the Heilige Neshamas from the Yenneveld came down, and he was in the shape of a chigger, of a limping man. He met Talmid HaChacham in this world, and he did a Maisa of Kfitas HaDerech and took them over to the next Yenneveld. That's what the Zohar says. And he explains, Pirush. Kimo shuvo le'er sheza yesh lo kab hazeh mimiloi shlosha shemot. We find that kab hazeh is comprised of three names, right? The miloi of Absagma, asher bo kenizka le'el, v'gam kab zeh hu gematra elokeinu. We know the gematra 102. It's the gematra of elokeinu, which is also 102. Liyoisa mebechines miloi hu din miloi gematria elokim kenizka. We know that the gematria of miloi is elokim. We're dealing with these bechines over here. Ve'elu sheva malochon shemesu be'eret edom kulam yordu lemata v'huvru sham. Sham omdim sham bechinas ruchniyut and shama shel klipa. So most of them, as we're doing Torah mitzvahs, we're elevating these mitzvahs, but a lot of them are still there. They're being fed again by this kab. Again, he's repeating himself, and this is all the inyan of Elokim, which is also gematria Elokeinu, which is gematria of dinim. Of the inyan of dinim and gematria of kab, and also the be'eretz Edom. Edom is red, also reflecting again this inyan of dinim. Now he's explaining the Zohar. There is what's called in the Zohar's Megalotos, there's a place called Gan Eden HaTachton and Gan Eden HaElyon. Now the Gan Eden HaTachton, do you know where it is? Well, he tells us over there. He tells us exactly where it is. He tells us it's Sham, Asher Sham Hu Nekudas Bina. And I explain to us a bit more in a different place. It says Bina of the Malchus de Asiya. That means in the world of Asiya, the lowest part of Asiya is what we call the Malchus de Asiya. In the Malchus de Asiya, you have 10 spheres, and there's the Bina of the Malchus de Asiya, which is very, very low. This is close to this world. There's a place called Gan Eden HaTachton, where the Tzadikim are. Tzadikim Taka go to a Gan Eden HaTachton. It's a temporary stop till they get to Gan Eden HaElyon. Visham kol v'leo omdin oisem ha'malochin shemolchu be'ezdom. They're very close to the, again, to our world, which we're very close to the Mokka Meklipas. V'oisem ha'nishomash t'tzadikam asher sham in the Gan Eden, kulam hem b'chines bali kavim. They're all b'kali kavim, you know, these limping people. Ke'em b'sod shel kav ha'nizka v'lechein hem tzrichim litlabesh b'oisem ha'kavim v'day b'zim. Meanings like this. He explains, the Mefarshim explained over here, it's a bit cryptic over here, but I explained to you that the Neshomas, sometimes they want to come down to Megalit to us Soidas. Okay? We have a Zamin Tzadikim in the world that Neshomas come to them all the time. Now, how do they come to them, these Neshomas on high, how do they come to these people, these Tzadikim in this world? They come through what's called the Kab, Kuf Base. Again, this in and of, this Miloi, because, again, look at it this way. Zaz on top, Klippas on the bottom, being mashpir constantly, this Kufbe is 120, this Milo of Mullah's Yat is coming down and being mashpir on the Klippas.
102.
Now, what's happening is that this Mokum of Gan Eden Matachna is between that. And the way that the Neshomas of the Tzaddikim in this Gan Eden Matachton were able to come down to us and reveal to us secrets by being Malufish, called Chalukah Derabbanan. Chalukah Derabbanan, they have to get dressed before coming in this world, because you won't have any connection. So you have to dress into this Lavush, which is Chalukah Derabbanan, which is Be'etzem, this cup, which is this Shefa. They sort of they go under this cup type of thing, with the Malavish themselves in the cup, and they come down to this Neshamas. The Daibism, because this is not really a sugya, because it's just in passing again, because it's in and of kab, we're seeing. Now, we're going to speak about an interesting Indian that we know the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, we always know it's a higher level than we find in Chutz La'aretz. And the simple reason for that, because the Arizal explains to us in Mama Rashbi, one of the Kitva Arizal, that the Eretz Israel is connected to the Olam HaYetzira. And Chutzlar is, means Babel, and Chutzlar is connected to the Olam HaSiyah. So any Torah we're learning is on much lower level than Eretz Israel. And he says as follows, V'gam b'zeh tavin, that you should understand, Masha Kosovi Tikunim Ktav Yad. right, which is called the Zohar Chodesh we have nowadays. Kol Rav Bebavel. Anytime we find the Shtet in the Gemara Rav, 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 you have to know that's a siman for Tamid HaChachamim that were born and were actually in Bavel. Kol Rebi Be'eretz Yisrael. Anytime we find Rebi in the Gemara, it refers to the Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael. The Kol Rava with an Aleph, Misha Arots. Anybody else besides those in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, Chutz La'aretz, they're called Rava. Okay. Now, Pirush. Now, why is that? Why do they have all different names? Now, Pirush. Now again, the Eivshter is mitzaveh that Zah should be mashpia on everyone, not only in Eretz Yisrael, but also in Chutz La'aretz, in order to keep these, again, these creepers living. And again, we said many, many times that they keep them living by sending down this cap, the 102 miluim.
Not to Eretz Yisrael, but
everywhere, like everywhere. There's no difference. Israel. We'll make a difference in Eretz Yisrael.
It doesn't have to go through Eretz Yisrael.
No. V'hinei, b'achorayim d'shem ma. So again, Pirush. Ki b'tzei zah la'ashpia b'oitz ha'maloch ha'om d'b'chutz la'arez ha'enu yotze rag b'b'chiz milui levad. As we know, kuf beis. Now, v'hinei. Achoraim the Shem Ma the Alofim, excuse me, Pishutim Hem Ab, Miluim Hem Kal, Veshneiem Begematre Rav, Veze Kol Rav Bebav. Let me explain to you. Now we know we have the Rafach chart, always referring back to our chart in Rafach. So have a look at there. There we find a chart for a column for Ab, a column for Sag, and a column for Ma, a column for Ben. Now we're going to look at the Ma chart, which is the connected dat Zam. Now in the Ma chart we'll have look. I want you to focus on Madrega Shlishi, Madrega Chamishi, Dalit, and Shmini. We're gonna focus on that because that is the Ashpa that Zah uses to mashpia on these Bechinas in order to keep them alive.
Why are those Bechinas?
Sorry, I take the bag. In order to be mashpia Torah to Tamid HaChachamim are learning in various places in the world. Okay, so those who are learning in Eretz Yisrael are going to get more of a shpa, and those learning in Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz, Bavel will get a bit more, and those learning in Chutz La'aretz besides Bavel will be getting a bit less. That's the way Zah is mashpia. Okay, depending where you are living, believe it or not. So therefore, if we look at Madrega, for example, Madrega Dalit on the chart, we'll find that it's the Achoraim de Shema, which is spelled Yud, Yud K, Yud K Vav, Yud K Vav K. That's called the Achoraim.
Where's this Dalit?
What?
Where's this Dalit from?
Again, if you look at the Rafach chart, by now you probably memorized it. So we have Ab, Sag, Ma, Uben. Now, Ma is split into 12 levels. So I want you to look at level number Dalit. And level number Dalit, if you go across the chart, you'll see that it's Gematria of Ab, 72. Now the Miloy, which is a Madrega Ches, is the Gematria of 130. Kal. Now put these two together, 130 and 72, the Gematria is Resh Beis, 202, which spells Rav. Zu called Rav in Bavel. So that means somebody who's learning a Tamid Chacham will be called Rav in Bavel. Why? Because he will receive this amount of Shefa from Madrega Dalet Ches in Bavel. Right. This is Sod Ine Hashem Rochav Al Ab Kal Bab in Mitzrayim. Yeshaya says to us that Hashem comes on his chariot and he rides on the Ab Kal. Listen to the Lashon. Ab Kal on a light cloud. That's a deep shot. Baal Mitzrayim, he goes to Mitzrayim to give Puronius to give Puronius to Mitzrayim to pay them back for what they did. But say so in Mitzrayim who yotze besod Ab Kal Aniska, who gematre Rav 202. V'gam Rava. Okay, that's the shot in the pasuk, right? Avkal is the gematria of 202. Now, v'gam Rava. When we see in the Gemara atamichochem the Amoraim, which are called Rava, who Abkal Niska im hakoyle. So im hakoyle, it's a chisoren that he's learning in Babel, so he gets a bit less. That is somebody who learns in Chutz La'aretz, he gets a bit less. Again, it's a bit more here, but Kol Amosiv Goreya, that's the way the Beis Lechem Yehuda learns. Aba be Eretz Yisrael, who sod Rebbe, any Amoraim learning in Eretz Yisrael gets the title of Rebbe. Now, why does he get the title of Rebbe? Shuhu to set a student, he gets a yud on top of the ones learning in Chutz La'aretz and on top of the ones learning in Babel. Why is that? Because he's added the Madrega Chamishi. The Madrega Chamishi, who oisios the Milo Hashem Atzmo, b'chines ponim amis yachidim im abkal anaser Rebbe. Because if you take the gematria, the letters of Ma, which is 10 letters, Ma, which is Yud Vav Dalet, K Aleph, Yud Vav Aleph, K Aleph, that's 10 letters, so that's another 10. So plus Madrega, plus the Abkal makes this gematria of 212. That makes Rebbe. That's why you see that Rebbe, those learning it, it's all we get much more of a shefa. Okay, let's miss Sam over here. So what's pshat in the pasuk of Eiv? In the Abkal that we find in the final Yeshaya, Abkal im alba oisios pshutos atzmam shel avaya shem gematria ku, right? Yud ke vav ke spells 26. That makes up the word rochav. Rochav, look at the letter resh vav chav beis. The two middle letters spell ku, which is 26. Rav, which is resh beis, which is 202, is the gematria of abkal. That's exactly what the pasuk is telling you, that the Eved is going to ride on this chariot. Rosh Hashanah ku v'rav ki shem havaya v'rochav al abkal omitchav rosa nase rochav. He's going to ride on the chariot in order to give puryonis to puryonis to all those who shepherd with Klal Yisrael. Okay, good. So we still have a few moments. Let's continue. We're doing the next paragraph called Shah Leida Samochem. In Es Chaim, it's Shah Chaf. In Es Chaim, actually, it's called, the different name is called Shah Mochem. Now, this is very important. So far, so divided what we've been talking about, we're talking about Zah. Zah, Pshuta Gemashmo, is a Vak, is Vav Katzavus. And Malchus, which is the last one. Vav Katzavus means it's a Chaget Nahi. Now this Chagat Nahi, Chagat, Chetzikvot Tiferet, Netzach Hod Yisod, went through three periods we saw. We saw the period of Ibul, and then it grew up to Yinika, and then we'll see it grows up to a Mokum called Gadlus. Right? Every child we see in this world as well. Ibul, Yinika, and Gadlus. Now all three stages of this Vak, we're talking only about the Vak, what happens is it goes through different morphoses, right? It changes. Now, in the Gal, now I'm talking about the Gal now, also will have these three changes, as we'll explain. Now, so this pack is going to talk about the Mochim of all three periods of the Ibul, Yinika, and Gadlus. We're talking about the Gal of each one. The Gal, the Gimel Rishonis, Chabad, Chochma Bina Das. Now zol le'ev v'nema shehine nizbar v'shlosha b'china shel avak she'em nikhoem malchei Edom emasa nitkenim. So we spoke about the Anach, remember? That was the previous. We did three pchokim of Anach, which is Oros, Netzutzus, and Kelim. Now we spoke about the development of the Oros, Netzutzus, and Kelim in three different stages. We spoke about the Anach in Ibul, Yinika, and Ibul Yinika and Oros. Now, Ibul Yinika, sorry, those were the stages of Katnus. Now, Ata Tzog Levayel Old Bechina Acheres. We're going to speak about another Bechina now, which we're going to apply Anach to. Vehi Mashiach Zbayis Leinu Behavim Mekom Yashigam Zman Ibul Yesh Bechinas Mochim El Zah. Shem Shalosh Reshonis, which is Chabad, Chochma Bin Adas, El she'en b'chinas shemois elokim kinizka etzleinu b'harben mekodem. So let me explain to you as follows. Again, Zah, when we observe Zah, we only see six spheres. Remember all the spheres that came out of the Anayim Da'ak. What broke? Apipashtes is a chesed gvuot tiferes netzach hod yesod. Only six spheres broke. That represents Zah. Zah is the Vak. Now,
is Zah normally Vak?
Yeah. Zah by definition is Vak.
By definition?
Yeah. Now, saying that, it sounds a bit strange because you can say, well, where is this head? Chesed represents right arm. Netzach as Gvuah is his left arm. Tiferet is his chest. Right leg, left leg. And Yesod. But where's his head? If you want to say, Mevesorah, use the posuk Mevesorah Erz Elokah, that from this world I can Medami Inyonim to the world of spirituality. Therefore, the Ibo, a child which is born, here's a head. Here's a head. So it's true that Zah starts out to be a Vak and then later on develops into Esses Tfilos and gets a Gal, but it can't design that in a stage of Vak of Ibo Yenika, which was considered to be a cotton, that he has no head. It must be that he also has Gimel Rishonis over there. You follow what I'm saying?
Well, the head of a child hasn't got anything in.
Excuse me, doctors will prove you wrong with not great deal of proof. A simple X-ray would prove you wrong. Okay, so that's a cash, right? That's a cash. Agam was saying that Vak is equal Zah, but how can we say that? Doesn't really make sense because the Metzius is Makreshit. So the answer is Elechanam. Of course, when we say the Vak is the Zah is a Vak, doesn't mean to exclude the Gal. The Gal is also there. He has a Chokmah. Like you said, a child of Adah has a right brain, left brain, and middle brain. But the Pshat is that they're not in use. That's more what you meant, right? They're not being used right now because Mochim, intelligence, he has no television. Cotton's love about that, Chazal tells us. So therefore, he's not using them. Nevertheless, saying that, they still come into play. So therefore, we have to reckon now this. We have to go all the way back to Anach, meaning the oilless process, the nitzutzus process, and the caving process, and see how the mesiachet to the gar. Because all we've done so far for the last three parkim is see how the Anach, how the oilless and the nitzutzus and the kalim contribute to the growth of this Ibo, the stage when he's Ibo, and then when he's a Yenika, as he's going through the Gimel Yimei Klita, the Abayim Yom, the Gimel Chodoshim, Huko Ubo, we saw how the Nitzutzos are building up, and the Oiris and the Kinim are building up Zash, Shlodim, Shori. And we have to bring the tape back and see how is the Mochim, that means the Chabad, Chokhmah bin Adat, because the Vadi, even by Shas Ibo, he has one, Shas Yenikia. How is the interaction between the Anach and that happening?
Who touching Mochim is?
Mochim is your mind, your brain.
You said Chokhmah bin Adat.
Chokhmah bin Adat, right. Again, there's two things. There's the physicality of it, which is the actual brain Shabo, and then we have what's called more of a spiritual entity. You can also call it Mochim, which is the intelligence. Right intelligence is not like your left intelligence. And middle, your middle brain holds a tamsis of both intelligence. So you have a spiritual intelligence and you have your material intelligence, which represents your brain. So both of them have to be taken into consideration, the Mochim of Zah, and also this Bechina of intelligence. So let's see that again. Now the Le'er, the Ne'ema, Shein is Ba'er Shul. So far, what we spoke about in the three parts of Anach, Shlosha Bechina Shel Avak, we spoke about the three stages of Avak. Shein Nikroim Malche Edom Emasai Nitkenim Anach. Nitkenim, right? We saw that how in these three stages of the Gimel Yenika, the days of the Gimel Yimei Klita, Nabaim Yom and the Shlosha Chodoshim, how Anach come into play. At the Tzog Levaya, all Bechinas Acheres, Shehi Mashis Vayas Leinu, but how be Mekoimis Shegam Mizman Ibo Yesh Bechinas Mochim Shel Zah. But avada vada, even zman ibul, there's a zman, there's a bechin of mochim, and of course you need avada and gadlus is a bechin of mochim. Shem shlosha rishonis chabad sheela shebechinas shlosha mochim katnus bechinas shemois elokim. So I should say, but even though we say there's mochim and there's brains there, and usually we call it mochim the gadlus, but the Bible talking about in a zman katnus, we're going to consider these mochim, this intelligence which is being fed into this ubo, as shemois elokim as opposed to havaya. We'll go more into that later on.
If it's not operations, so. So how can it
happen? No, of course an operation, but an operation as opposed to a gogol. A gogol uses his full brain or whatever, even if it's considered 2% of his brain that he's using. But the ibo is all relative. Compared to an adult, it's like if he didn't have a brain. So that's why we don't reckon with it. Not really an operational. It's working physically to help the process of the growth period, but otherwise it's not. Now, v'kasha narich, when we were narich alba kelim shel mochim bezman yud beis chodoshim nimsa b'shlosha chodoshim nigba bo keli roi lios bo lomoch echad. That means like this: we know that the kelim, we spent this last time in Anna, the kelim of Zah take 12 months to mesaken. We know that in tzutzos take 9 months to Mesakin to do the proper tikkun of Zah, and then we know that finally that the Oiros will take us 7 months. Take 7 months to do the final tikkun. Okay? Pesachikol, after 12 months, Zah is completely Odom Hasholem, right? All Mesukin, after that he broke and fell into Bia. Now, same thing will happen in the Gal. That what we spoke about in the Vak. Now, also in the Gal, you have these three Anachs, the three stages of Anach, and they also take 12, 9, and 7, respectively. Now, since we know we have four brains, we have Chochma, which is your right brain, Bina, which is your left brain, Das is split into two, as we know, Chasodim v'Das and Gvul. That's four brains. 4 divided by 12, that's your Kelim. 12 months to repair your kelim. So that means one brain will be fixed after 3 months. 3 months. Every 3 months, another brain will be fixed. Hine kelim moach achu hu bechinas elokim hu gematria po. Right, the gematria of elokim we know is 86. Kiminyan aniska shu kov leshu yomim shiyesh gimel chodoshim. We said every 3 months another brain. So that's the 86 days, which is be'erich 90 days. 3 months is 90 days, but no month has 30 days in them consecutively. So be'erich you have 87, which we said early on. She'ad nigma m'moach echad shel Elokim. And these again represented in the Sivur Hashash, or in the Kavanas, are represented as Elokim, as we'll see manifesting itself. Nivza ki b'tashlom yud beis chodsha ibo nigma arba. Then after 12 months you finish all four brains. That means a tikkun of all four kelim. Brain, meaning in the physicality of the brain. Because they who bechinas kelim bezmanim yud beis chodesh. Omna bechinas nitzutzot. Remember, nitzutzot take 9 months. Shizmanim teisha chodeshim hu beofen acher. Hine know that tzlein. Shemochim protem alba veklolaseihem shlosha levashem chabad. We can make either four brains, or we can make it into three brains. Chochma, bina, and the das, which represented the two, into one brain. So really, the nitzutzot which are going to fix now the parts of the brains which needs to be fixed aliday in the tzutzot, will fix it aliday three, they'll attack it through three brains. Meaning that we know in the tzutzot takes 9 months, and there's three brains, that means there is one brain being fixed again every 3 months. Kiedat kol el chasadim gvuos v'nimsa shomoch echad mebichinas nitzutzot nigma b'shlosha chodoshim v'shlosha mochim nigma b'teisha chodoshim. שאין זמן איבו ניצוצו, וגם מסיבה זו אמור הזל ששלושה חודשים הוא קראו בו, לפי שקבע יש לו מוח אחד מתוקן. After one set of three, after 3 months, we know we're already fixed one brain, and that's already enough to make an impression among the stomach, that's called the hukah ubo. Rav Chaim tells us, I have a question. I don't know which brain to start with. Which brain gets fixed first? We know there's three brains. Chokhmah, Bina, Das. Which one gets the tikkun first? We know it's 9 months. Every 3 months, another brain. Is it the Chokhmah, Liyosu, Rishon? We know Chokhmah is the Iker brain. Vigamu Kav Yamin, which is Chesed. Or maybe it's the last brain, which was Das. Ooh, Acharon. And why is it because it's Milo there? Because who saw the Chasadim Vigvuos very potential? Because him Megadim et Vlad, so the potential of Megadim et Vlad, which is the Chasadim Vigvuos. The Kipiro Shal Rishon Nira Yoise Shiyamin Nitkam Tchila Sheein Bo Kol Kach Dinim. Okay, so it's been decided to say that the first brain being worked on the first 3 months is Chokhmah, then obviously then Bina, and the last 3 months of the Huka Uba of 9 months will be Das. Let's continue. V'hine, gam yesh mochim b'mochim b'hem shlosho rishonos b'chinas orot. Now, even in the gar again, the gimel rishon chabad, we have to fix up the or potential of it as well, the or b'china. Hanal shem shlosho b'chinas oros nitzutzus kelim. Right, the third of the set over here. Now that we know, the oros get fixed up in 7 months. Lachein. Sin datcha lahavin inyan hakdama zu shi tzricha lecha muchreches lahavin rov drush zah vihi hakdama v'inan mochim dekatlus v'inika v'gadlus de zah. So this is a very, very important what he's going to say here about this hakdama, which you're going to use in most of the drushim of the Yitzchayim. Da she'ika zah hu b'china zvak, as we said. We then the main b'china of the main status. When we look, when we say Zah, always think of Zah as Chagat Nai, six Bechinas. Bechinas Kolelos Kol Olam Atzilos Behiyos Mitzuyorim Mitzuyar Bechinas Parts of Ichad Bevad. When you work with the world of Atzilos, you see 10 spheres. Kolel Kol Atzilos Ekiniskel Elam. Omna Bechinas Apav Chotus Atzmohu Parts of Ichad Shalom Kolel Kol Eser Sfios Shebo. So you can look at it as the whole world of Tzilus is 10 Sfios, or you can look at one part of Bifnei Atzmos is 10 Sfios. V'in kemuch achu shemilvad heyois lo vak hanizke yesh lo v'chidah shlosha rishon eshebo v'in yezehu lo oylam v'tzoloyma v'shlosha zmanim sheyesh b'za yesh nikroim ibo yinika mochim v'tzoloma v'gadlus. So again, we can focus on the whole world of Tzilus, so we can focus on one part of. And each part of, we can also focus in detail in and say that each part of have 10 spheres inside. So Abuzo was saying that the Vak, which is Zah, also has 10 spheres. That represents the stages of Ibo Yunika. That means that all through the life of the stage of Vak, which is Ibo Yunika, you'll have 10 spheres, and by Mochim, which Gadlus also has 10 spheres. One second. V'aval pi she'anu korim u'mechanim b'chinas mochim el zman gadlus. Now, even though we consider, we say mochim, what do we mean by mochim? We refer to the zman, the highest zman, the latest zman, which is gadlus. Eina siba lefi she'b'yeniko b'ubo eino mochim. That's not to say when he reaches gadlus, which is the period when he's fully grown, doesn't mean that by ibo yeniko he doesn't have any gadlus, any mochim. She'mucha hu she'tami yu kolel eses fios she'bo. Like we kept on saying, even at a small stage, the Patsufis, even though they're vak, they still have eses spheres. Shemikon mochim avenze, aval esiba hi b'mashin shenivai ata, shemochim sheyesh lo ibo yinika eino chashuvin. That's what we're saying. A cult of love about that. That's what they're not mentioned, even though it's only vak. And even though there's a gal there, but we don't mention the fact we don't miss yachid because not chashuvim. Elo oisam the gadlus lachen nechanez man the gadlus b'shem mochim haven zem oid. And therefore, only with zman gadlus then we consider the mochim to really come into play. Okay, so I think it's getting late, so we'll stop here. M'shem, we'll make a little sikum next time, or we'll go weiter. Okay, shkoyach.